Hi, I'm Paul from Global Voice Network, and this is another Solutions for the Planet with Doc Peter. I want to thank everyone for joining me today and joining me and Peter today. And let me bring him onto the show here. Peter, how you doing today?
Excellent. And a beautiful day here in Florida, sunny, sunshiny Florida. I love it. You know, I'm not going to have to suffer through the winter like you're going to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood south of the Mason-Dixon line, right?
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law used to say anybody below the, he said, I think I-10 was, anything below I-10 was a southerner, I guess, or something like that. Anyways, I have family from Louisiana, but I'm a Yankee, so you know how that works.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. You wanted to start with like a little bit, going to talk about Mr. Happy. First of all, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about hemp paste and specifically with reference to opioid remediation.
Yes.
That's big.
Yeah, the state of Florida is fixing to start up a program. I'm hoping I can open up the door with them, but I really don't deal well with government entities, you know, because, you know, this whole system has been kept, they've kept everybody on this wheel, especially in the opioid issues, because you need more and more as you take them. But what people need to understand is food grade cannabis paste that we make, we've been making for years, remediates the side effects of pretty much most medical chemicals that you're on, whether it be diazepam, which is Valium, Xanax, benzodiazepines, high blood pressure medication, statins, all these things. The paste can help remediate them and get them off those poisons, because those poisons are not allowing the brainstem to work right. So in essence, so when you take one medication and it starts off, then the doctor said, well, we're going to give you another different medication to offset this first medication. And then we get on that crazy train. I got a gentleman right now with on seven medications. He's off four out of the seven in the first 2 weeks. And I don't get people off yippee skippy, but it is yippee skippy, because within 30 days, if you stay on the pace, you'll have remediated the side effects. You'll have rewritten new neuron pathways to the brain, and those chemicals are no longer in your system to bother you, because it's dense green nutrition and it cleans out the house a little bit, as well as healing in real time. So what happens is, because of all these endocannabinoid receptors, all of a sudden they come online. Your whole life you have not activated your endocannabinoid system. I'd say 95% of the masses are endocannabinoid deficient. Whereas if they would have been on the hemp powder or hemp paste or whatever throughout the course of their life, they wouldn't even be in, like Dr. Courtney was explaining. You know, if you're taking it as you go, as a sustainable, dense nutrition, then guess what? Yeah, most of those diseases won't meet you on the front doorstep, because they can't, because you've kept your body in a state of an alkaline state by doing dense food nutrition. Anyways,
the endocannabinoid system is really big, and we're going to need to talk about that later. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about specifically with reference to that is every mammal has an endocannabinoid system, but there's only really two known sources of cannabinoids, and that is a chocolate that is a cocoa bean that is grown like in some obscure rainforest somewhere, and hemp-based cannabis.
Yep.
There are also some cruciferous vegetables that do some of it, but nothing touches hemp paste or cannabis. So let's hear from Mr. Happy right now, and then we'll come back on the back end of the break.
Hello, my name is Happy Hemp Paste, but you can call me Happy. I am from a large family, and we are growing like weeds. I have a story to tell you. Did you know that science has discovered that CBD oil is damaged? Many of the important healing compounds evaporate during extraction. Did you know that hemp paste uses no machines and no chemicals, so there is no damage done, and I leave no environmental footprint? Oh yes, I am so much better than CBD oil, because my paste has no waste, because I am whole plant-based. Only two ingredients in every jar: my flour and coconut oil. The most natural form of me ever. Here, try some.
Mr. Happy goes to Hollywood. You got to love it. So, folks, this is our mascot. Mr. Happy is a creation from Brad, who created MyNutra, who's been making the hemp paste now for many years, since I think 2013, but didn't come on board with him until 2015 myself, because I was actually researching how to make the oil, because I didn't know about the paste. See, folks, I'm guilty as charged. I actually made the oil once, guilty as charged. But when I made the oil, Paul, I didn't throw out the pound of medicine because I used ethanol. I just let it sit out in the sun and it dried out totally. And then I reused that and I made 32 jars of medicine without throwing it out in the garbage can, because I knew 90% of the medicine was still left behind after the first wash. And this is what people don't understand about the oil game, is when they do a wash, whether it be with benzene, ethanol, whatever flavor they're using, when they do that high heat extraction process, it just destroys the molecular structure and the genetic code of the whole plant, thus thereby not leaving, you're missing half your compounds, as well as missing 100% of the terpenes. And without the terpenes, guess what we don't get? The entourage effect. And if people don't know that, we have a video on that on your hemp paste page. They can go look up on the videos section. It shows that 7-minute video about science finding the cannabis incomplete when they do an oil process. So, folks, it's totally unnecessary. I mean,
that was the big thing about Mr. Happy. Okay, Mr. Happy actually talked about how oil is fractured. Oil is damaged. It doesn't have all of the terpenes and phytonutrients that the whole plant has. So there's no way that it can actually cause an entourage effect. So all these people that thinking they're doing their body good by pounding down CBD gummies and this, that, and the other thing, they're just not getting it. They're not getting the whole complement. Now, I know we're concentrating on opioid and opioid remediation, but I think we'd be doing the plant a disservice if we didn't talk about some of the other things that it did, like as a natural pain reliever, as a natural circulatory booster, circulatory system cleaner. What are some of the other things that it does?
Oh my goodness. It's like, what's the list? I know. And this is why this is a complex thing for most people, because they don't teach this anywhere. They don't teach this in medical school. They don't teach this. The cannabis makers don't know it. The oil makers don't know it. And they're really doing their humans a disservice by pushing a CBD oil complement that's owned by GW Pharmaceuticals, who owns the 86 patents. And therein lies the problem with the incestuous ties with Big Pharma getting into bed with these other byproducts they're creating. And that's what they are. I call them byproducts because they're missing the primary elements. And it's been going on since 2004. And they hung their hat on on Rick Simpson. And I give Rick credit because, like I say, he had the primary molecule that's left behind when he was making a THC medicine was the THC itself. Which, if you've never seen what THC does under a microscope, I have a doctor friend of mine from Computence University that in that Gale video that I posted that we're going to post and leave in the drop down so people can go watch, that 5-minute video is superimposed in the chemo and cannabis video that you, Gale, and I did back a few months ago. So that would be a good video to watch. So, folks, it will be in the drop down, and you'll definitely want to go see that. I'm not making this up. See, Big Pharma hates that we found this out. I mean, they really put the kibosh on this cannabis, and it's been going on for a long time, since 1937. And it's all about poisons for profit with them. They're not here to help. They didn't come here to help. Anyways, Paul, I'm flashing. Did you notice that? Oh, I don't hear you. Uh-oh, you're muted.
Oh. It's all right. I shut my microphone off. You weren't flashing. You were fine. You were perfect.
Okay, I didn't want to think I was a flasher or something, you know?
No, it just must have been on your end. We can throw the links to other interesting videos on this subject in the description. And yeah. also, we might actually be able to throw one in the middle here somewhere. So this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease. We're just talking about whole plant goodness, and we're talking about just bringing your diet back to something that God intended it to be in the first place. And we're talking about some of the benefits that people have realized through that dietary change, and just taking control of their own life, their own existence. We really don't like a big pharma, but we're not telling anyone not to go to big pharma. Just consider going natural first.
They've proven their program since 1937. It's all about slash, cut, and burn with the chemo protocols, which are basically very deleterious to the human body because it destroys the genetic code of the human being. It actually destroys your human DNA, whereby as cannabis paste being food grade, just like Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine, I think. And you know what? Oil is not medicine, and it's not food either. So here we go with Big Pharma hanging their hat on a billion-dollar industry with the cannabis, with the oil, and they're making billions off of people that are getting an incomplete product. That I'm finding that they got glycol in a lot of these CBD oils with antifreeze.
Well, they've certainly got additives to the oil that shouldn't have been there in the first place. I mean, just under the guise of like preservatives and whatever, artificial colors, preservatives, gelatins for viscosity and this, that, and the other thing. It's ridiculous. It's a natural plant. It's a whole food.
Yeah, and it needs to be kept in its state, and that's where we miss. So I come on board with Brad in 2015, give people a little history lesson. I've been working with him for many years now. And the benefits of me being able to work with this plant matter and making it and creating it and working with Brad is, I've had a lot of people on the opioids. And the beauty is, in most cases, probably about 98% of the cases, I can get them off the opioids, usually within 2 to 3 days with no side effects. So it gets me excited because I know what I have because it's food grade. Because when you keep it food grade, it's going to work and it's activating all those receptors throughout the body so it can remediate those pain receptors and shut them off and allow you to get off these opioids from the fentanyl to friggin' the Oxycontins. These are all poisons, folks, and you'll have to do more and more as you go just to keep up with the Joneses, just to get that chemical to work. So in essence, it's really just a stage for madness, Paul, to keep them strung out and hung out on a toxic poison that they can never come down from if they don't have something to help them get off of it. And they use Suboxone. They use what's that other program? The back in the 70s, they were using methadone. These alternatives are not viable alternatives. It's going from one poison to another. It's like jumping from the pan to the fire into the fire because those chemicals have more offsettings, remediating, have more side effects than the original poison you were taking. It can get them off of heroin, cocaine, morphine, crystal meth, folks, alcohol. Folks, I don't know what this kit that doesn't work on, but today we're just going to discuss opioids. And I do have a list that will be posted after the fact, after we finish the show. Paul, I did post a list of the different maladies, the diseases that it covers, because I get asked that question all the time. I'm from the school, what doesn't it help? I mean, I could have a list of 2,000, and it's like everything is, it's all in with the plant matter. Once you start taking it, all of a sudden you're activating new neuron pathways to the brain stem. You're opening up what's called the anandamide molecule, which we all have in our brain. That's the happy molecule. And it gives you a feeling of self-well-being. So, even if you're just doing the daytime CBD medicine, for those that are dealing with chemo issues, I also deal with them outside the box. And, you would have to contact me direct and work something out with me. But,
THC, we've got your email. We've got your email on the bottom of this. We've got your email on the bottom of the screen there. If anybody has any questions for Doc Peter, just go ahead and send him an email at ediblehealingpaste@protonmail.com.
It's scrolling down at the bottom so they can see it in the video. What I'd like to do, Paul, is segue into this article that I posted. If you want to pull it up for me, that'd be great. On painkillers. It says marijuana treats true addiction from pharmaceuticals, depression, and social anxiety. I'd like to, it's a very short article, but it gets the point to come home.
Okay.
Because most people are unaware that it can help, you know? So I don't want people to think I pull it out of my backside. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I have sustaining documentation. I have over 22,000 reports on what cannabis can do to help the human condition. So it's not new. It's just new to the humans because Big Pharma makes sure that this stuff is not posted anywhere in their realms. And that's why they took it out of the pharmacopoeia in 1942, basically mothballing cannabis into the mothballs of history, even though it's been around for 28 million years. And it is not a drug. It is a vegetable.
It is a food. Come on. It's exactly what it is. All right.
So I'm going to read through this because people need to hear this because they don't know this. And so this is a short one. Thank God. I like short and sweet. Anyways, we're going to cover this one because this is important. So, folks, even if you're on benzos and other, because I had one lady, she posted me. She goes, well, I bet you it doesn't help with benzos. I says, I bet you're probably incorrect. See, people give me their 2 cents, Paul, because they don't look before they leap. They actually... they're going off half-cocked with half the information. You know, like all these people in the CBD oil telling me, oh, yeah, I'm doing the CBD oil, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's a placebo. And thank you for buying your placebo. It's missing primary elements, and there's nothing in it to transfer it and get it past the blood-brain barrier to activate the endocannabinoid system throughout the body. An oil is inert. When I say it's inert, Paul, that means it has no way to do anything. It's just going to sit there sort of, you know, because there's no catalyst to carry across the blood-brain barrier to help heal the human. So they've made a really big, colossal mistake on trying to convert this plant matter into an oil, whereas if they would have just kept it whole, just like Doc Peter and Brad does, I can make 32 jars of medicine while they only make 90 doses of a CBD oil, but it's incomplete, and I can help 32 people for the same price they're helping one just by converting it, by not converting it into an oil and not destroying the molecular structure of the plant and the genetic code and my terpenes. That's a really good thing. So we're going to go on to painkillers and why cannabis can help with opioid remediation on the next level. It says more than 100 million people in the United States suffer from debilitating chronic pain, and far too many succumb to the use of powerful prescription painkillers. Their consumption has jumped 300% in the last decade. The one plant which has caused the single most incarcerations in the United States is the same plant which can curb addictions from opioids and also help people suffering from depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and social anxiety, said the study. The collusion between Big Pharma, that's the key, Big Pharma and government is so strong that the system still believes through corruption that a plant should be classified as an illegal drug under a Schedule I. There is now abundant evidence that the suppression of medical cannabis is perhaps one of the greatest failures of a free society, journalistic and scientific integrity, as well as other fundamental values. There is no plant on earth more condemned than cannabis. Marijuana. I hate the word marijuana. They made that term, Paul, in 1937 when they decided to change it from cannabis to the word marijuana, a legal term, so they can incarcerate the asses of the masses across the planet so they wouldn't have competition. So here we go with the next section. Marijuana is not a gateway drug like everybody says. See, you repeat something long enough, Paul, and they buy it. So this is bull crap. Anyways, cannabis connoisseur and activist Jeffrey Johnson, when weed is available, most studies show that the use of harmful street drugs like meth and cocaine actually decrease. If anything, it's an exit drug, he stated. Widget not in any sidebars. More claims are coming forward from research teams claiming cannabis could indeed be the exit drug of the century. It is the exit drug, bro. you know, they're starting an opioid remediation program here in Florida, and I'm hoping to get a hold of the governor and show him how they're going to save billions of dollars and save millions of lives who don't have to go through Suboxone and these other programs that had proven a miserable failure for the last 70 years. All those programs do not fix the human element. Anyways, this study in the Journal of Clinical Psychology Review is based on systematic review of research on medical cannabis use and mental health, as well as reviews on non-medical cannabis use. However, the review concluded that cannabis use might not be recommended for conditions such as bipolar disorder and psychosis. I say phooey, Paul, phooey. See, they're talking about, you know, phooey, phooey, and chop suey, phooey. Anyways, they're talking about, and I know what they're insinuating is basically smoking weed. See, folks, and I'm going to say this for the 100th million time, smoking weed will not fix your human condition. It will get you high, but it won't fix your human condition. When I keep this plant matter whole and you take it as an oral edible dose, it's food grade and it's going to activate all the endocannabinoid receptors. When you smoke a joint, you're not really activating all your endocannabinoid receptors. You're just getting high. Big difference. So instead of smoking it, and I have no problems. You can still smoke weed and do the paste. It's not a problem. This one's going to fix you, though. Anyways, it's important to identify ways to help mental health professionals move beyond stigmas to better understand the risks and benefits of cannabis. Yeah, they all should read, Paul, The Road to Ananda by Dr. Mercola. And they, you know, that should be required reading for all medical students, doctors, nurses, whatever, because they don't even know what an endocannabinoid system is. They don't understand how the ECS works in conjunction with everything when you take this plant matter as a food. Anyways, there is not currently a clear guidance on how mental health professionals can best work with people who are using cannabis for medical purposes, because they don't teach what I teach, Paul. So, you know, I would have no problems with teaching and putting together a curriculum on the cannabis. I mean, God, I mean, what have I been doing for the last 8 years? I've got more videos than God, and covered all these different variables and what the paste can do for the human condition. Anyways, thousands of people use opioids for pain control, die from an overdose each year, and the number is increasing. In fact, opioid overdose deaths have quadrupled within 10 years. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and 3 out of 4 of these deaths involve prescription pain medications, not street drugs. Most of the people who die, 60%, aren't using drugs illegally either. They have legitimate prescriptions. So another unregulated study suggested that pot may be even have a piece in curbing the opioid epidemic. Yes, it does, as long as it's food grade and you can't smoking a joint ain't going to fix the human condition. But I promise you, you take the paste orally, it's going to activate all the receptors throughout the body, rewrite new neuron pathways, and then it's going to stop the side effects of you being able to get off those opioids, so you won't be suffering in silence. Whereas on Suboxones and all this other garbage they put you on, those poisons are even worse than the poison you got off of. Anyways, some studies have examined the effect of adding a cannabinoid to the regimen of patients with chronic pain who report significant pain despite taking stable doses of potent opioids. So an investigational cannabis therapy helped provide for effective analgesia when used as an adjuvant, medication for cancer patients with pain that responded poorly to opioids. According to results of a multi-center trial reported in the Journal of Pain, published by the American Pain Society. So when patients begin to consume cannabis, i.e. a paste, food grade, there is a notable decline in the amount of prescribed medications taken, such as antipsychotics, mood stabilizers, and pain relievers. These drugs have severe side effects. There is not one clinical study which examined the use of cannabis for pain relief when subjects were not able to reduce their drug intake. When it comes to pain management, some studies even suggest that patients who use vaporizers to consume medical marijuana could experience excellent results. No, not so much, Paul. I mean, like I said, the smoking thing, yes, it's going to go into the neuron pathways, but because it's not a food, it's a smoke. So there's nothing the body's going to grab onto after the fact. You have no food in your system. You just smoked a joint and got yourself high, which is fine, but it's not going to fix human. It's not help you get off the opioids. Smoking a joint will not help get you off opioids. Taking the paste will. So a team of Israeli scientists recently conducted clinical trial in which they discovered that patients who did vaporize the whole plant cannabis felt a substantial amount of relief from nerve pain. These findings were published in the latest edition of the Journal of Pain and Palliative Care Pharmacotherapy, indicate that the majority of study participants reported this reduction as a result of inhalers. Imagine if they were doing the PACE, Paul. It would be so much better. That would be guaranteed 100% remediation to get off the opioids with no side effects. And that's key, Paul, because most people, when they're coming down off of something, especially like crystal and stuff like that, they're choosing for their next hit because they don't want to come down and crash and burn. That's what coke and all that stuff makes them do, crash and burn. So in order to not feel uncomfortable, they go back and get another hit. And that's the vicious, insane cycle that opioids cause for humanity. And that's why we really need to get them off. And this is the opioid remediation product for all of the planet Earth. And it's just got to get more people to get on board to understand why food grade medicine really works so much more effectively than all these other protocols. So, you know, Paul, they can do it the hard way or they can do it the easy way. That's what I've been saying for years. And everybody that you and I have put on cannabis, we've had marked difference usually within days. And you've covered that. You had a friend, and I've had lots of friends who I had a gentleman out in Colorado. He was on the opioids for 2 years. Within 3 days, he was off the opioids 100%. He did pass on after 2 months, but he was already he had bone cancer, and he had done the chemo thing 2 years earlier. Basically, when they chemo you, folks, like I say, it destroys the genetic code of your human being, breaks down your DNA, and now your body has no healthy cells to fight back with. This will stack the deck, so you won't have to worry about that. If you insist upon doing chemo, you can do the PACE in real time and remediate the side effects of the chemo. I prefer nobody take the chemo, Paul. It's an insane train.
Well, okay. What I was looking at the Israeli study, and what I would think is the bulk of the nutrients are going to be contained in the juice of the cannabis plant. So if they take the juice, or if they take the plant and juice it using a masticating juicer, most of the fiber that's left over, sure, that's beneficial. But if you talk about vaporizing, or probably more accurately, nebulizing the cannabis juice itself, that would go directly into the bloodstream through the lung, wouldn't it?
Yep.
So it is. So, okay, the fiber is good for you, but when they're talking about vaporizing it, they're talking about inhaling a vapor, like a nebulized vapor or a steam vapor, which would kill some of the terpenes, and it would also activate the CBD, or not the CBD, but it would activate the THC, and then that would make it psychoactive. But if they did like a nebulizer, where none of those decarboxylation effects occurred because of the heat, then I'm thinking that would be a cool thing to try.
Yeah, something different. I mean, I'm all about keeping it simple. You know, take a pea-sized dose. You know, here's my jar.
Yeah, there you go. Now I want to clarify when you're talking about the difference between the Rick Simpson oil, and they take a pound and they make 99 doses, right?
Yeah, about 90 doses.
Okay.
Yep.
About 90 doses, all right? Yep. Well, you take a pound of plant matter and you process it into hemp paste. That 1 pound is 32 jars of 2,000 milligram paste.
Yep.
It's really 2,000 milligrams per jar, right?
Yep, that's about two, and I think it's a little higher because we have a really good CBD product. It's probably getting more like 3,000 milligrams per jar, but we only put 2,000 on the jar.
Okay, so basically, you can do 99 doses in a jar, And that's one of 32 cases of jars from a pound of plant matter. Yep. That's a no-brainer.
Yep.
That, and like Mr. Happy says, there's no carbon footprint. It's actually carbon negative.
Yep.
Anyway, so okay, let's hear why cannabis is safer. If you wanted to cover that in the same article, I've got it on the screen as well.
Okay, let me go back to it.
Gregory T. Carter, MD. Why cannabis is safer. That's right underneath the study participants.
Yep. Yeah, let's cover that. So Gregory T. Carter, clinical professor at the School of Medicine at the University of Washington, stated the following in his response titled, "The Argument for Medical Marijuana for the Treatment of Chronic Pain," published in an article titled, "Medical Marijuana, a Viable Tool in the Armamentaria of Physicians Treating Chronic Pain, a Case Study and Commentary," in the May 2013 issue of Pain Medicine. So they've known for years, Paul. That's the beauty. But so people, you know, anybody that's listening to this call, you get to do it the easy way instead of the hard way. You don't have to suffer. You can suffer as long as you want. I let people, you know, figure it out. But I promise you, you get on a jar of this medicine and you will be amazed to see what happens and how it remediates the side effects. And it brings you out of the dead man's hand. You know, all chemicals. I mean, you can get off of all pharmaceuticals. This is huge. And that's why Big Pharma has really pounded the crap out of this plant matter, because they didn't want any competition. Anyways, natural cannabis.
And because it's a whole food. And I'm sorry, let me just jump in here. Because it's a whole food, and because the nutrients in it are really serving your entire body as well as doing the pain remediation, you get rid of some of that lethargic funk because your body's been missing something. You're giving it something to fuel it so it can actually repair itself. The cannabis itself doesn't do anything to repair your body. It strengthens your body and your immune system so it can take care of itself.
Yep. Anyways, Paul, they gave some further information. They said, "Read further documents the safety and efficacy of medicinal cannabis for chronic pain. Cannabis has no known lethal dose, minimal drug interactions, and is easily dosed via oral ingestion." Bingo.
Vaporization.
Did I just say oral ingestion, Paul? Did I say eat your plant matter? You bet your butt.
Yes, orally ingestion, vaporization, or topical absorption. Yes, therefore avoiding the potential risks associated with smoking completely.
So you can, for all my brothers and sisters that like to do their doobie doo wah, it's all good. Doc Peter likes to hit it and get it every now and then himself. But you know what? To heal my machine, though, I actually take my paste. I'm actually taking my CBD paste twice a day, and I take my CBD paste with my THC paste at night for maximum healing, relaxation, and a feeling at one with myself on planet Earth. And that's for eight, Paul. The beauty is this little goofy pea-sized dose works for like up to 12 hours. Is that amazing or what? I mean, I don't think Big Pharma's got anything that works for 12 hours, not unless it got you on a steady drip, you know?
Right.
I put with the poisons.
Natural cannabis contains 5 to 15% THC, but also includes multiple other therapeutic cannabinoids, all working together in concert to produce analgesia. That's big. That's huge.
That's really huge. I'd like to be in a state of analgesia.
You and me both, bro. You and me both.
Sometimes I don't want to feel the pain. Sometimes I want to shut my brain off. But folks, the beauty with this plant matter, it opens up the neuronal pathways, and you really do feel at one with yourself. I mean, it's a feeling of self-well-being unparalleled to none. I usually take a quadruple dose at night, Paul. I've been taking it for 8 years. And I love when I wake up in the morning because I'm feeling very philosophical when I get up in the morning. Well, you see how we do some of these shows. You can tell if I've been pasted from the night before, and it's not a hangover. It's me in my good state, in my happy state, because I've activated the anandamide molecule and it stays constant even into, usually noontime the next day. So I enjoy it. I mean, it keeps me calm, cool, collected. It helps my PTSD and adrenal fatigue. Yeah, I did 10 years in the military. So, you know, got a little bit of, you know, brain farts. I got to deal with all that stuff, folks. You know, so it helps put the pain away. So it doesn't erase memories, but it helps you get over, I call it the big bridge. Anyways, the Mayo Clinic stated in August 25, 2006, online article, Marijuana as Medicine. Consider the pros and cons. That people widely use marijuana for pain relief in the 1800s, and several studies have found that cannabinoids have analgesic effects. In fact, THC may work as well in treating cancer. Hello, McFly. I've already covered this. Anyways, people widely use marijuana for pain in the 1800s. Anyways, THC may work as well, and not may, it does, Paul. I'll cover that after I cover this article. In fact, THC may work as well in treating cancer pain as codeine, a mild pain reliever. Cannabinoids also appear to enhance the side effects of opioid pain medications to provide pain relief at lower dosages. See, Paul, that's why I can put them on this program. And if you're at 200 milligrams a day, you'll be down to 0 milligrams within usually 14 days or less on opioids, on benzodiazepines and benzoids. It's about 30 days it takes to wean people off of those. So because I usually start them and say, okay, do a half a dose for the first week, along with 3 doses of the pace. And by the time they get to the second week, they're at a quarter dose. By the time they get to the third week, they're off the poison. And the sooner you get off, the better, because then the body's going to rebounce back, because the new neuron pathways have been restaged and reset through taking a food grade medicine, activates every endocannabinoid receptor throughout the body to allow it to troubleshoot and go to work. So what happens, Paul, when you take your dose, it's going to go find out what's wrong with your human. You got fibromyalgia, dementia, Alzheimer's. I got a list over here. We'll talk about the list in a minute. But folks, there's not too many things, not too many medical maladies that this plant matter cannot help. And that's the point. I've been doing the research. And I have real research subjects all the time, because I get people calling me every day, Paul, saying, you know, my dad just got off these 4 medications, or he just got off of this, and he's sleeping like a baby. Thank you. His cancer is killing him, and now the cancer isn't killing him, because guess what? His body's going into, and that's the reason for THC medicine for cancer patients, is it allows them to rest and get the sleep that they really need, because when the body's in sleep mode, it's not in adrenal fatigue or stress. It's in a happy place. And guess what? The body's not fighting to stay alive. It's fight or flight. It's in, wow, I'm going to Happyville today. And then when they come up and they wake up the next day, I get wives calling me, husbands calling me. That's the best they've ever slept in years. I say, folks, it remediates the circadian rhythm issues that most of you people have on planet Earth. So if your energy fields are a little upside down and you need some sleep medicine, give Doc Peter a call. I'll be glad to get you a jar of my nighttime medicine. It's the best on planet Earth. And I have 8 new flavors coming up here in the near future, Paul. I'm working on lots of stuff diligently, as well as we are going to do a special show. I'm trying to get a hold of Paul Stamets because I want to do a show on microdosing mushrooms.
Excellent.
And that, we will.
I want to talk about, this is a great article. I love this article. Mm-hmm. Researchers currently are developing new medications based on cannabis to treat pain. And they're also talking about scientifically proven methods to reverse diabetes. So that's an ad. Never mind. yeah, that's an ad. Forget that. We don't want to do that. Yeah, that's... So David Hadorn, MD, PhD, medical consultant for GW Pharmaceuticals Limited.
Oh, wrote GW, my favorite company in the world,
Yeah. In his July 17th, 2003 document titled Use of Cannabis Medicines in Clinical Practice, published on his personal website at www.davidhadorn.com, the website's no longer available, of course. Jeez. Scientists have known for many years that cannabinoids, the major active ingredients in cannabis medicines, are potent pain relievers, and they act synergistically with opiates to increase the degree of pain relief. In addition, of cannabis medicines to therapeutic regimens can reduce the need for opioids by 50% or more in many patients, while also reducing side effects such as constipation that opioids commonly produce. I mean, well, that friend of ours, Denise, that friend of ours, the opioid meds that she was on 18 different doses a day. Okay. 18 different doses a day. And they basically shut down her lower body. They shut down her ability to get rid of waste. And she basically poisoned herself just because her waste elimination system couldn't function. And the doctor's answer to that was constipation medications. Well, the constipation medications had additional side effects that Denise was dealing with. Now, we got her started on the hemp paste. And she was off of opiates in 4 days. Now this is a testimonial of how cannabis had functioned. Okay, with a patient, with a live, living, breathing person who sadly is no longer live, living, or breathing. But at least she had a few weeks after she had been ravaged by the treatment she was getting, completely plugged up and shut down by the opioid meds that she was on. Still waking up every 3 to 4 hours in debilitating pain that would double her over in her own bed. The cannabis paste and the hemp paste got her off of those opioid meds, and she was able to sleep. She was able to be pain free, and she was able to at least live out the rest of her days in comfort. And I believe firmly in my heart that had we gotten her earlier, that she would have never had an opportunity to do the damage to her body that mainstream medicine helped her do. I'm not going to say mainstream medicine did it. I'm not going to blame mainstream medicine, but I am going to say that they took a part in the damage to her body.
And because they understand that this alternative is, they don't teach this in medical school, and there's a reason. I mean, look at Paul. They've been playing hide the sausage on this plant matter for how many years? You know, 86 years, very aggressively since 1937. And folks, what you don't realize is, let me tell you the downside of taking opioids, and this is why you really want to get off of them, because it stops peristalsis. In other words, your body can't absorb dense food nutrition because peristalsis is where your intestines contract to break down food. And when you do opioids, all your intestines do is lay there flaccid. So it can't process food. It's not breaking down anything. So you become a septic waste dump. Is it any wonder that nobody can heal off of opioids?
And that's exactly what happened to Denise, is her lower digestive system got completely shut down. She could no longer benefit from any sort of dense food nutrition. I mean, I sent her a masticating juicer. Nobody would even take it out of the box and use it. I had her order the hemp paste. That was helpful. She was just pounding CBD gummies like they were M&Ms. Yep. And that added to her liver toxicity, because the liver doesn't know how to get rid of CBD oil. It doesn't have the terpenes and phytonutrients to teach the liver how to deal with it. Right. I mean, that's why you don't die if you eat a whole cup of apple seeds, if you eat the apples along with them. Because the rest of the apple teaches your body how to deal with the arsenic that's in the seeds.
Let me interrupt. I had a doctor actually break down the way the cyanide gets processed in the body from those seeds. It's not deleterious to the human condition. So that I heard a doctor actually do a call on apple seeds, saying you can eat as you want because the body's not going to be getting. See, this was what Big Pharma was selling for years, bro. The cyanide and B17 or the apple seeds. It's a crock of crap. Though you can eat all the apple seeds you want. Your body will digest it. It's not going to integrate the cyanide from those seeds. It doesn't allow that to create a cyanide issue. Now, however, smoking your weed, I bet you most of the humans don't know this, folks. A lot of these dispensaries are treating their weed with mycobutanol, which is a toxic poison. They market for their taxable event with that crap called mycobutanol. And so when you smoke the weed, now that actually turns and converts the cyanide in your bloodstream, Paul, causing cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. You know, that's really...
Oh, seriously?
What's that?
Seriously?
Yeah, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, real big in Denver because they actually passed legislation in 2014, allowed them to use a chemical that you would never use on tobacco, but yet we're using it on cannabis. So when people smoke this crap, it converts the cyanide in the bloodstream, causing this issue called cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, which means basically it's going to cause nausea, vomiting. And these doctors are so ignorant that they don't know that it's not. They said you must have got some bad weed. No, the weed was fine until the government got a hold of it and marked for their taxes. The smokable in the dispensary. So when you smoke the weed, it converts the cyanide in your bloodstream. I mean, Paul, they couldn't leave nothing clean. So know your growers is what all I say.
No, they couldn't well enough alone. They just couldn't. So okay, no. Well, with that, let's take a break and let's hear from Hemp Paste, and then we're going to come back. We've got another 5 minutes or so, okay. And. Then we'll have closing comments, and we'll cover anything that you wanted to cover that we haven't covered so far. So give us just a moment. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Paul from EdibleHealingPaste.com, and I'm honored to be affiliated with MyNutra, makers of hemp paste. Hemp paste is a whole food product that still contains most, if not all, of the terpenes, phytonutrients, essential elements, and CBDs of the raw hemp plant. CBD oil manufacturing methods strip away living essential elements, leaving only one, a dead CBD oil. CBD oil alone simply cannot support the entourage effect that occurs when hemp paste's essential nutrients go to work to support your optimum health. Almost 200 terpenes and over 500 other phytonutrients work together with a synergistic effect that simply doesn't happen with CBD oil alone. Visit EdibleHealingPaste.com to learn more and be sure to check out the impressive array of hemp paste enriched products while you're there. That's EdibleHealingPaste.com. EdibleHealingPaste.com.
Ah, beautiful work, Paul. Beautiful work.
That, of course, is where you can get the hemp paste. And you can also contact Dr. Peter at edibleHealingPaste@protonmail.com. You can phone Dr. Peter at area code 602-399-9953. 602-399-9953. And we'll leave that ticking banner go on the bottom of the screen just to give people an opportunity to catch all that information. This has been very, very enlightening, and it's been very informative. Is there something else about cannabis that you wanted to share?
I just wanted to share this one link. I call it my hit list, you know, on the medical maladies that people are suffering from. If maybe you could just open that up for about 60 seconds so I can show people the list. And this is not me saying it, folks. See, this is what the beauty, Paul. This is why when we advertise, we can't put what it can help. This is why I do these videos, because I can teach what other people are sharing on how this plant matter can help. But it says here, this is called the United Patients Group. Anyways, the link is, it's in your box. It's proponents of medical cannabis have used CBD and THC found in cannabis for an extremely wide variety of illnesses throughout history. Today, doctors prescribe medical cannabis as a treatment for issues such as sleeping disorders, aches and pains, eating conditions, to other medical treatments like chemotherapy. Simply put, the list of illnesses treatable with medical cannabis in a food-grade form is vast. See that? I have to delineate that, Paul. If I don't, they're going to think that if I go out and smoke a joint, I'm going to be fixed. No, smoking weed does not fix the human condition. and I got to repeat myself. So below is a general list of ailments with symptoms or ailments and that proponents claim can be treated with medical cannabis. United Patients Group does not intend to give this as professional medical advice, just like you say, Paul, to not attempt to self-diagnose, prescribe, treatment-based. You know, Big Pharma doesn't want us coming into our own energy field. Big Pharma doesn't want us to stand in our own light. Big Pharma wants us to be ignorant and walk into their house so they can run all these goofy tests and throw us under the bus with some of their poison that could have been treated alternatively. And Dr. Peter's been in the alternative healing realms for for a couple decades now, but sharing it just like the 1 minute cure, Paul, and stuff. But it's an amazing list, Paul. It's just a very partial list, but I'm just going to do the A's and then I'll shut up. Everybody else can open up this link and go see if their stuff's on the list, you know, like Bell's palsy, bipolar disorder, brain tumor. Because I get asked all the time, what can cannabis pace? Here's the hit list. Acquired hyperthyroidism, acute gastritis, AIDS-related illnesses, alcohol abuse, alopecia, Alzheimer's, amphetamine dependency, angina pectoris, which is heart issues, anorexia, anxiety disorders, any chronic medical symptoms that limits major life activities, arthritis, asthma, autism. Oh my God, Paul, I haven't even opened that door yet. You know, all these mothers with their little Cabbage Patch dolls because they've been vaccinated by Big Pharma's toxic poison, folks. All the vaccines are poisonous. Please quit taking them. Don't give them to little Johnny because it's cumulative in his human vessel. Every time you give him a set of shots, it accumulates in the cellular structure of the body. In other words, he's holding on to it. So every set that they give these children on these vaccines, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse because your thimerosal, mercury, and formaldehyde are very toxic poisons that shouldn't be in the human machine to start with. Anyways, Paul, this is for everybody. Please go look at the list. It's got this. It's got A through D, A through Z, and you know, cocaine dependence. Oh, yes. Let's see the D's. Degenerative arthritis, diabetes, adult onset or insulin dependent. See, Paul, I mean, we got the magic. This is the magic that nobody knows. Endometriosis, fibromyalgia, gastritis. I'm just hitting one off of each letter here. Hepatitis C, impotence, Lou Gehrig's disease, lymphoma. Motion sickness, muscular dystrophy, MS. Gee, who would have thought, Paul? I mean, we've been doing the Jerry Lewis telethon, making billions off of stupid humans for years. Just like the Project Pink. Yeah, we got the Project Pink flags all over at the post office. I'm just saying, these people do not have a clue. Project Pink, yeah, from the makers who bring you, what the hell is the name of that drug? Anyways, it's their special drug they make to treat breast cancer that actually causes breast cancer. Who would have thought?
Oh, who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, I know. Anyways, Paul, I guess that's I blow my horn, but here's the list, folks. Share this with your friends. Share this video with your friends. Folks, you do not have to do it the hard way. This is the easy way, I promise you. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. This is not a drug. It is a plant matter food that actually fixes pretty much most medical maladies known to mankind. And pray you never see this, and I'm sharing it straight up. So this is not me pulling it out of my backside, Paul. This is me proving it up because I don't like to talk out of class.
Right. Okay, so what I'm doing is I am going to just let this scroll very slowly and just let people read it because I zoomed in on it, and well, we've got a couple minutes left. Probably should have been doing that before. Don't know if we're going to have time to let it scroll, but I think we can go to about 57 minutes or so. Let people see that scan. Now, we've only touched on a few of the things that the whole food nutrition and the whole food benefit of cannabis can actually affect. And there's so much more that it can do. And keep in mind that THC only becomes psychoactive once it's heated. Okay. So if you use a medical grade cannabis and you don't smoke it, if you just eat it, okay? If you don't eat it, I mean, our good friend Dominica, I mean, he's got plants growing all around, and all he does is he'll walk up to the plant, he'll take a few leaves off, he'll stick them between his chicken gum, you know, kind of like chewing tobacco, but a whole lot better for you, and he'll just suck on them and chew them during the day. And he's getting the entire whole food goodness out of it all day long. And there's no reason that people cannot do the same thing. And you can do it with hemp paste. Go to ediblehealingpaste.com. There's research articles. There's videos. There's the actual chemical breakdown and chemical analysis of the product. And there's also additional products infused with hemp, with the whole food goodness of hemp. Hemp chocolate, seriously? Hemp coffee, hemp cocoa?
Yeah.
Hemp-infused skin products? Moisturized.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? He makes it with frankincense and myrrh. Who would have thought to make their topical creams with the frankincense and myrrh along with the CBDs?
Yeah, it's an amazing website, ediblehealingpaste.com. That's ediblehealingpaste.com. You can get a hold of Doc Peter at ediblehealingpaste@protonmail.com.
Proton, that's the email. Different thing. Yeah, this will probably confuse people. Yours is ediblehealingpaste.com.
No, if somebody wants to talk to you and ask you a question about their
condition,
about their condition or a condition they'd heard of, you of course can't provide or can't prescribe, you know, a care for them specifically for their condition, but they can ask you what can be done about a condition, as it were. You can't the air quotes, but they're there. So there we go. We got the whole thing, and we let her just roll. So this has been a whole lot of fun. It's been great. It's been very, very, very informative. That is UnitedPatientsGroup.com. UnitedPatientsGroup.com. Just search for illnesses treatable with cannabis, and you will find this article.
Okay. And we'll also have it in the drop down underneath. When Paul produces this, you'll be able to find the link underneath in the drop down of this video. And when we send this video out, all this information will be connected to the drop down for connection and in case you want to contact us further.
Right, exactly. So this has been a whole lot of fun. This has been great. And I want to thank you for being with me. And now it's time that we must say goodbye. So thank you for joining us. This is Global Voice Network and Lot and Solutions for the Planet on Logical Thinking. Logical Thinking can be found on bbsradio.com. That is bbsradio.com, the TV One channel. Set every other Saturday at 9 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, that's easy. I think I need some more hemp paste because my brain isn't working quite right.
Maybe a little coconut oil. Get some of that. Get some that spongy tissue activated a little bit with some positive. I need to start doing my coconut oil. I haven't been doing much in the way of coconut oil lately.
Right. Yeah.
Which is very good. That's healthy fats for the brain, folks. Healthy fats. If you're taking the paste, you want to do 3 doses a day, take you half a teaspoon of coconut oil along with it, and your brain will thank you for it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Peter. I will catch you next time on Solutions for the Planet with Dr.
You got it. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for joining us.
I'll catch you a little later. Have a great day. Folks, thank you very much. We love you. We'll catch you on the
Whoops, that was fast. Catch you later. Thanks for joining us. This program is presented for information purposes only. The statements made herein have not been evaluated by any agency and should not be considered professional, legal, or medical advice. Viewers are directed to consult their own professional sources before acting on any information presented here.